Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and today we are going here on Inside MLB. Today we will go over the upcoming All-Star Game and all the selections that have happened over the past weekend. Fans, you choose to be a part of the show if you call in a 516-666-9990 or enter the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And for the random player of the day, fans, if you haven't realized, Benson was not able to do the show today, so he may be calling in later. You'll have to see, and you're not going to be into the random player calling at 516-666-9990 for your guesses. He plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is from Fort Meade, Florida. He is 5'10". And he is number 22 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember, call in at 516-666-9990 for your guesses. And so we are now going to get into our main and only topic of the day, which is the All-Star Game. And the starters went out Sunday night, but the bench players and stuff were sort of announced throughout the day yesterday, and so I'm going to go through the All-Star rosters. Okay, so here if I can get them. All right, for the hold on. Let's start from the American League with the pitching. We have, for the AL starters, we have Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros, Chris Sale of the Chicago White Sox, Sonny Gray with the Oakland Athletics, Chris Archer with the Tampa Bay Rays, David Price with the Detroit Tigers, and Felix Hernandez with Seattle. I mean, this is a very good group, I feel, coming out of the American League. I'm not sure who will be starting for them, but definitely we have a very good starting pitching staff for the American League All-Star team. As we are now getting into the relievers, we have Dellin Betances from the Yankees, Wade Davis, of course, from the Royals, Glenn Perkins from Minnesota, Zach Britton and Darren O'Day from Baltimore, Kelvin Herrera, from Kansas City, and Brad Boxberger from Tampa Bay. Now, I mean, this is a somewhat good group. I don't think this is as good of a group as we may see out of the National League. But I still like this group. I think they will do very well. And we're now going to let me just try to find All right, so we're now going to get – All right, for the American League, catching, we have Salvador Perez of the Royals, another one of the big Royals thing that we saw this year. We'll definitely get into that, talking about how all these Royals made it, and even though less made it than what was expected, still a whole bunch on this American League starting roster. And then they also have Wade Davis, the pitcher, but at first base, we have Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers, who will not be playing it due to his leg injury, calf, I want to say. At second base, we have the usual Jose Altuve. Third base, Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays. At shortstop, we have Alcides Escobar, also of the Royals. In the outfield, we have Mike Trout of the Angels and Lorenzo Cain, Alex Gordon of the Royals. And DHing for the American League, we have Nelson Cruz of the Mariners. So out of that, there are four starting Royals there. It looked like there were going to be more part of the time with Omar Infante and Mike Moustakas, but they cannot hold out, and so they will not be starting for the National League or the American League. And now in the National League, we have Buster Posey of the Giants, Paul Goldschmidt of the D-backs, D. Gordon of the Marlins, Todd Frazier at third with the Reds, the hometown Reds, Johnny Peralta at shortstop with the Cardinals, Bryce Harper in the outfield with the Nationals, and Matt Holliday with the Cardinals in outfield, Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield with the Marlins. Andrew McCutchen will be subbing in for injured Giancarlo Stanton. So I want to hear what you guys have to think about the starters that were just released several days ago. I think his vote turned out a lot different since it was all virtually online this year, no going to the ball game and actually punching tabs. So, I mean, that was definitely new for everyone in a learning curve. I'm pretty much putting a for sure sign on this. I'm pretty sure that they will likely change up the voting system next year. Maybe make, I don't know. I mean, it's as even as it gets, but still it's unfair for the players. I mean, you have some guys will not be making the All-Star simply because they are on teams with a lesser fan base and that wouldn't get usual support out of some cities. And this year we saw a whole bunch of support out of the Royals and Cardinals fans, but we didn't see a whole bunch of support from a couple other teams. So, yeah, that's sort of a hard position because, I mean, I don't know what the MLB thought would happen with this new voting system for the season, but whatever they thought, I'm sure they definitely wouldn't expect the results whenever they made this, the results they have here in July. And this just brings us now into the final vote. There is a final vote where one of five people that are up for being voted will make it. And for the American League, we have Xander Bogaerts, Yoenis Cespedes, Ryan Dozier, Brett Gardner, and Mike Moustakas. In the NL, we have Johnny Cueto, Familia, Kershaw, Carlos Martinez, and Drew Gulowitzki. I mean, looking at these, I don't think fans will really look at the numbers so much, but then again, you might, since it is the final vote, and this is really where these guys, they're just trying to make it to the All-Star game. But I was really surprised by these. I mean, I was
Definitely. I mean, I think this is what you cannot vote for pitchers, which I think made a tremendous change to it. As you see, Kershaw is on the final vote, so I mean, Kershaw might not even make the All-Star game, which is just crazy, knowing that he was the MVP and the Cy Young Award winner less than a year ago, as he was the most unstoppable pitcher on the planet. Were you surprised too, fans calling? I want to hear what you guys have to say about Clayton Kershaw not making the initial All-Star team. That just shows that he definitely doesn't struggle. I mean, you still have to be having a good season to make it to the final All-Star game. But, you know, he didn't make it really because he isn't having an All-Star season. So, yeah, but I would definitely suspect Clayton Kershaw to be making it. I really don't think Familia of the Mets or Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals will make it just because they are not as known. I think people will look down and see Johnny Cueto, Clayton Kershaw, and Phil Tulowitzki. Those have been powerhouse names for the past couple of years now, and they have definitely made their fair share of All-Star appearances. And now we talk a little bit about the American League. I mean, we have Brian Dozier, who hit a walk-off home run in the 10th inning last night. And, I mean, that would just give him a whole bunch of publicity going in to the voting. But then you also have guys like Brett Gardner, who's also having an All-Star season. I think he definitely should have made it, at least. It's just a crazy debacle of having one of these final votes, as you have Xander Bogaerts, Yoan Cespedes, Brian Dozier, Brett Gardner, and Mike Moustakas. Out of these, I would think definitely Yoan Cespedes is going to pop out. But I can't remember which year. Might have been last year. Might have been the year before, where he was just selected for the All-Star. I mean, he has won it the past few years. And I can't imagine he will not be at least in the All-Star game festivities in the, whatever it's called, Eastern Home Run. Can't remember if that's it. So anyways, definitely would suspect it would just have to get that popular because he has been a big name in these All-Star games, as he was on the Home Run Derby twice and is always putting on a show. But then you gotta have guys like Mike Moustakas, who might get a whole bunch of final votes. For the longest time, it looked like he was going to be the American League starter at third base. And I mean, you have to suspect that these Kansas City Royals fans would definitely be voting for him. You just have to wait and see. These go until 4 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. The Eastern MLB All-Star Game final vote, a 4-day blitz in which unique campaign alliances will form. Digital balloting records will probably fall, and fans will decide the 34th and final roster spots for the 86th Midsummer Classic on July 14th at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Fans, we are now going to go into break, and we will get more into the All-Star discussion when we come back.
Don't make my system flow. Welcome to my new age. I'm inside.
Back here on Inside MLB, and